Hey, it's Brian. We are definitely in some crazy times right now. I've not seen anything like this. No one predicted a sports shutdown or the education system being closed for business, but hey, here we are. This is the reality of our existence. We have to make the best of it. I have three kids at home right now who should be in middle and elementary school, but they're right here with me. And you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to keep them on a learning schedule. And you should do that for yourself too. Now is the chance to update your resume, work on your network, make sure you are ready for video interviews and more. One way you can do that is through our Work in Sports Academy courses. We are 100% online, which is the appropriate social distance. And you'll learn incredible strategies, tactics, and techniques that will get you hired in sports, once the world gets back to normal, that is. Check out workinsports.com/academy for more details. One more time, workinsports.com/academy. All right, let's start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at workinsports.com, and this is a special edition of the Work in Sports podcast. Our goal during the coronavirus outbreak and isolation is to provide additional content that will help you through this time. I, like you, am dying for content. I want fresh things to watch and listen to that don't involve Tom Brady leaving my beloved Patriots. I mean, seriously, could this be a worse week? Anyway, the point is, we're going to add a Friday podcast for the time being. It may be a timely interview, like last week's with Kenneth Shropshire, CEO of the Global Sports Institute, or it may be insightful advice that is very specific to the times today. Today, we're going with the latter there. There's no interview. We're going to do a short episode with some insightful advice that it will help you get through this time. We're going to share some tips on working from home. As many of you know, and many of you may not, I've actually been working from home for the last 6 years. Workinsports.com is based in Phoenix, and I live in Philadelphia. It took me a long time to get comfortable with the change in normalcy and routine, but you don't really have that time. You have to get good at it now. So I'm going to share some things that I have learned that will hopefully make your transition easier. Okay. Number one, you are saving time on your commute. Do not just add that to your workday. Okay, the biggest mistake I see people make when they work from home is they add the time they saved in commuting onto their day. They just say, oh, great, I saved a half an hour. You know, I'm going to put an extra half an hour into my work. They think to themselves, I get an hour back each day. I'll finally be able to get more done. And that, trust me, this is not how it works. Take the time you saved by not having to commute and sprinkle it into outside time. Here's what I mean. When you work from home, especially during the transition to this new style, you go from being around people and noise and interaction and laughter and yelling to being completely by yourself. Now, I have kids home with me a lot of times, but still, it's different than a work environment. You can feel lonely in a way, and the solution is not locking yourself in and working longer. This makes you a robot, and you are not a robot. In fact, you need to remind yourself you are not a robot by sprinkling that saved time back into your day. What I have done is that my commute, let's say, used to be 30 minutes each way. So now I have an extra hour that I've gotten back. Well, I take that time and I break it up throughout the day and turn it into ways that I have to activate my mind in a different way. So every hour or two, I take 15 minutes and walk around, or I go do a quick workout, or I just go, you know, for a walk with my wife or whatever it may be. Get out of your space. Get off of your computer screen. In a normal workday in your office, you do not sit in front of your computer the whole time. You don't. You always get up and walk around. You talk to people. You have meetings. You have other things happening. Don't start thinking that now you have to. I'm at home, so I have to be locked in front of my computer for 8 straight hours. There is a negative return after a while. I think they call that the point of diminishing returns, if I remember something from economics, but that's true. Like, I had this total mind frame of this first 6 months that I went working remote where it was like, I need to be locked in the entire time working straight through, and it's not productive. Give yourself breaks and take that extra time that you get from being at home and not having to commute and work that into your break schedule. Number two, going deeper on that subject, make yourself a schedule. This is, again, one of the most important things I've ever done because I am not one of those crazy organized people. Matter of fact, I just did the Red Bull Wing Finder test, which is a personality test, which I thought was actually pretty cool. And I recommend you check it out. And it said in there that I don't like routine or repetitive tasks. And that's very true for me. So I'm not a creature of habit, but I'm telling you, the saving grace for me in this system of working from home is to give myself at least a semblance of a schedule. So here's what I do. I spend the first 30 minutes of each day building out my day. That 30 minutes is important. I prioritize what I want to get done and schedule it out amongst the video meetings and breaks I want to take. Not minute by minute. Maybe you're a person that likes minute by minute. My son, my middle child, loves minute by minute schedules. I'm not exactly like that. Everybody's a little bit different. So give yourself some structure or whatever level you're comfortable with. So for me, every day is still different. It's not routine. I have meetings at different times. I have different things that I need to get done, different challenges and tasks. But by giving myself some structure, it helps me stay on task. So when you're home, there are a lot of easy distractions. Other parts of your life you can get done, right? Laundry, cleaning, cooking, first take. Okay, that's a lie. First take is not a temptation. Neither is laundry for that matter, but you can start to see other things you need to do and it can take you away from what you have to do. So during my 30 minute start each day, I make a list, an A list. These are the things that if I complete them today, makes this day a success. So those are my A priority things. It may have 5 things on it. It may have 8 things on it. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. But I book them out throughout my day because if I finish these tasks, I am successful. I am good to go. If I finish them early, I go on to my B level task, something that might be for the future. So giving myself a picture of what success looks like allows me to shut the door and say that I'm done, right? This little step makes a lot of mental difference. I can close my computer at 5 p.m. if I've done all my success items and know I'm done. I'm not staring at my computer later thinking, I could just put in another 30 minutes or I'll just bring the laptop over to the couch and then next thing you know, you're working all night, right? That's not smart. So give yourself a plan for what success looks like each day. Schedule it out. Finish it. Close the computer. Call it a day. Number 3, your space. This is important. If you can avoid it, don't let your bedroom be your workspace or the couch where you normally relax. I did this for a while and it was a big mistake. Keep your bedroom and the couch in front of the TV places for relaxation and rejuvenation. Make your workspace the dining room table, the office if you have it, the basement if it's finished. The further you can place it from your normal life flow, the better. You almost want it to feel like a separate place. In my current house, the basement isn't finished, but in my last house, it was. And this was the perfect office because I could go down there, shut the door, and feel like I was in a different area. It was like you could open up the office, close the office. If you have this luxury, take it. If not, just try to keep your office from being your bedroom. It's not good. And same thing with the couch. Don't put your laptop on your lap and work from there. You need an actual space, kind of like a desk. It's better for you in a lot of different ways. Number 4, the biggest distraction you're going to face, other than the things you need to do around your own house and the feeling that you have more time than you actually do, is social media. This is my biggest trap since a part of my job requires social media. So I'll go on to post something, promote the podcast, share a great new job on Twitter, and I'll see something shiny. A story from The Athletic, a headline from ESPN.com, a Twitter trend on Tom Brady. Next thing you know, I'm down the rabbit hole. Well, to stay productive, what I've decided to do is I actually schedule out my social media time. So if I have some production tasks, like creating a video, a podcast episode, a graphic build, an article, whatever it is, after I create it, I'll schedule 30 minutes of social media time. And that includes the act of actually posting the content. So I'll post it to LinkedIn, I'll post it to our Facebook group, I'll post it here, I'll post it there. And if I get all that done and I'm done with my social media posts and there's still 15 minutes of my quote unquote social media window, I'll take that time because it's still booked out and it's still got a limit on it. It's got a cap on it. I limit it or else you're going to lose all productivity. time is a relative thing. If you spend a ton of time on social, don't get your work done during normal business hours, you don't hit that success plan for yourself, well, that's when you see your computer at 7 p.m. and think, maybe I should do a little bit more on my to-do list. When in reality, what you should be saying is, save the social media time for night, when I'm done, when the office is closed, get the work done now. Because trust me, if you spend the time during the day and you're going down that rabbit hole of social media, all you're doing is pushing your work to do, your success list, into the future. And that starts to impinge on your night, and then you can't close the office and it leaks into the rest of your day and it's not productive. It's not healthy. Okay, fifth and final one. And this is somewhat controversial because people have very strong opinions on this. You hear the advice all the time that you should get up and get dressed as you normally would and treat yourself like you are in a professional workplace. I completely disagree. Unless you have video meetings and have to look presentable, I say go for comfort. Now, this does not mean stay in your pajamas. That is a huge mistake. Okay, still get yourself changed, brush your teeth, shower, that kind of thing. You have to still like be, disciplined and hygienic. But I'm a jeans, t-shirt, and hoodie guy when I work from home. Like, I think that's still important. One of the benefits of being that you're working from home is that you can be comfortable. Why would you put on a nice shirt and nice pants? I mean, that sounds awful. The benefit of working from home is that you don't have to do these things. So why would you? Yeah, sure. You still want to go through the routine of like doing all your normal stuff to feel like a human. But why go to the extreme of dressing up in a suit or nice clothes? I mean, when I have video meetings, I slide on a sweater or a nice shirt, but even that's temporary. I change right out of it when I'm done. Maybe you're the type that feels more productive in a suit or a nicely prepped outfit. I do not. So find your flow with this, whatever you are most comfortable with. But don't feel like if people are telling you you have to dress up and look like your normal self and perform, doesn't work for you. If it does work for you, fine, go for it. I'm telling you, though, that it doesn't for me, so I don't do it. So find your flow with these things. Okay, so since so many of you are going to be working from home for the foreseeable future, these are a few tips to make you more comfortable, productive, and organized. And these are important little tips. Trust me, once you do this for a while, you're not going to want to go back to the office. Also, in this time of crazy upheaval, we are being really, really, really on top of our job board because we know opportunities are changing and people are pushing back timelines and things. But we know a lot of you are losing jobs or may in the future. And I know that sounds dour, but it's true. And we're going to be there for you. We are going to be there to aggressively be finding those opportunities out there, promoting them to you, helping you get matched with opportunities that meet your specifications. So keep looking to workinsports.com. We are the leader in the sports job board industry. We've been doing this for over 20 years now. We know the industry better than anybody. So our site will stay on top of all those opportunities because we know you guys are going to need them. You know, things are changing and we got to be ready for that and get ahead of it. Check out our workinsports.com Academy. Again, great way to learn and get yourself up to date, 100% online, and also keep up with our job board because opportunities, there's going to be a bounce. It's going to start to come back. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We will keep you updated with tips and advice during this new normal.